Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wall Street and the election. Caleb Silver is joining me, editor-in-chief at Investopedia. Caleb, we've seen a recent run-up in stocks, then a pullback in the last couple of days. There's this back and forth going on. What does history tell us about elections and how investors are kind of betting on them?
Well, good morning. History tells us that elections are always volatile times for stocks. October usually being the worst month for stocks, especially in an election year. This year has been very give and take. We've seen a big run up in stocks over the last few weeks, but that paused this week on Tuesday when it really looked like stimulus talks were breaking down, and probably we won't see a deal until after the election. And it could be months until we see a deal after the election once we get some sort of resolution there. So you're seeing that happen. A lot of caution with big money right now that was flowing into equities, flowing into stocks, especially the recovery stocks over the past few weeks. That stopped this week. But going into that, we've also seen a recovery, and we've seen a surge in stocks that sort of foretold a blue wave or a Biden win with Senate control. When you look into the solar stocks and you look into the healthcare stocks, that was what investors were betting on. Those bets have pared back a little bit in recent days.
Yeah, you know, does history show us that, you know, whether there's a Republican in office for the White House or a Democrat, that stocks perform better in one respect than the other?
Absolutely not. And it's really not the president that matters. It's usually the era where the president sits that matters most. So obviously, Barack Obama came in at the end of a recession. The stock market did very well as we lowered interest rates for the next 10 years. But it really depends on what is going on and the makeup of Congress, because if a president can't get legislation passed, it really doesn't matter. Stocks typically have gone up between 7 and 9% a year annualized for the last 20 to 30 years. I don't know if that's going to be the case this year. It's been a very strange year, obviously, for investors, but that's generally the trend. We get a lot of noise around elections, but it typically doesn't matter too much.
Okay. Stimulus, where does that stand right now? Is there any hopes of that happening before the election?
It doesn't look good at all. In fact, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin yesterday said it doesn't look good, and we'll probably have to wait until after the election. It appears that House Democrats have rejected a bill that would have only bailed out the airlines and didn't have stimulus money for individuals and households baked into it. That's what the Democrats are pushing for. They want a bigger bill than the Republicans had initially put forward, but it doesn't look like we're going to get there. And that uncertainty is obviously very bad for individuals and households that are suffering from the loss of income, but it's also very bad for the economic recovery overall.
All right, Caleb, thanks so much. Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief at Investopedia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.